or going through surgery, please remember her in your prayers.
夏天是旅行的季节.
Summer is the season for camping.
我们在座有很多人在未来的一周中将要长途的旅行.
Or vacation. In the coming weeks, many families will be traveling and vacationing.
我稍微提一下, 请大家知道,
I'd like to mention a few of the families so that you can remember them in your prayers.
台北灵粮堂的女执事, 甘执事, 她等一会儿, 大概不能够全部参加崇拜, 她就要离开这儿去上飞机, 到台北去, 请大家为她祷告。
Deaconess.
One of the deaconess from the Bread of Life Church in Taipei will be leaving us and heading back to Taipei.
甘执事好不好? 你坐在最后边, 请你起立好不好? 在最后一排啊, 好, 愿神祝福。 李元雄弟兄, 夫妇和他的两个孩子, 礼拜二要到 Mississippi 去。 Norman Lee.
The Lee family, along with their two little kids, will be leaving us to Mississippi in the coming week.
李元雄在不在啊? 对,他们夫妇还有他们的孩子 Cathy Jean 还有另外一位青年人 Amy 于小姐妹 她礼拜四要到欧洲去求学
Amy Yu, one of the youth group members, will be leaving us this coming week also to go to Europe to spend a year as an exchange student in Germany.
Amy 于在不在?
Is she here? She's probably packing.
还有陈老太太, 陈小石弟兄夫妇和 他们的孩子, 林安的 Ernie, 未来的礼拜五也要到台湾去旅行。
The Chen family, Grandma Chen, and also Mr. and Mrs. Chen and their two kids will be taking a trip to the Far East in this starting this coming week also.
可不可以请你们几位站起来好吗?
Can we ask you to rise so we know who you are?
陈老太太在前面, 陈小石夫妇, 还有后面两个孩子今天做招待啊。 还有John和Amy,
also,
他们再过不久要到Pittsburgh去。
Myself and Amy will be moving to Pittsburgh in about two or three weeks.
求神祝福这些要旅行的人平安, 也求神带领你们 快点去,
we ask the Lord to be with all those who will be traveling and hope that you can go safely and return to us safely.
今天主日崇拜以后,
and after the service this morning, the youth group will be leaving for their three-day camping retreat.
这一次是规模最大的一次, 有80多个人。
This is the largest retreat we ever had. We have about 80 people going.
我想到犹太人, 他们每一年有好多个节期, 其中有一个祝棚节, 啊, 那是一年中最快乐的日子。
The Jewish tradition had it that they had several festival times, and one of the festival times is called the Festival of the Tent, and it's one of the most joyous times for the Jewish people.
他们不住在房子里, 他们都住在帐篷里。
They move out of their houses and lived in tents.
我盼望神祝福青年人能够有很快乐的几天。
I hope the Lord would bless the youth group and give them a real happy 3 days of Festival of Tents.
John和Andy要讲道,请大家为他们祷告。
Andy and myself will be the speaker of the retreat. Ask you to pray for us.
也为那些非基督徒祷告。
Pray for all the non-Christian youth who will be there.
我们现在正在 研究 这个一般的书信,
we've been studying the general epistles in the New Testament.
看完了雅各书以后,
after the book of James, we're now in the book of 1 Peter, epistle according to Peter.
在彼得前书里面有一个很显著的题目, 就是讲到受苦的问题。
In this particular epistle, the first epistle according to Apostle Peter, there's a dominant theme, which is the theme of suffering.
关于受苦在圣经里是怎么说的呢?
What does the Bible teach us concerning this topic of suffering?
受苦有两种。
There are two types of suffering.
我们看彼得前书第二章第二十节。
Turn with me to chapter 2, verse 20.
彼得前书二章二十节。
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 20.
你们若因犯罪受责打，能忍耐，有什么可夸的呢？但你们若因行善受苦，能忍耐，这在神看是可喜爱的。
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 20. For what credit is there if, when you sin and are harshly treated, you endure it with patience? But if, when you do what is right and suffer for it, you patiently endure it, this finds favor with God.
你看在这里讲到两种的受苦,
this verse mentions two types of sufferings.
一种的受苦是因为他犯了罪, 另外一种呢, 是因为他做好事情。
The first type of suffering comes about because when we do something wrong, we sin, we suffer for our sins. The other types of suffering comes about because we want to do right or we're doing right.
第21节讲到,
Verse 21 talks about Jesus also suffered.
他并不是因为犯罪,
he suffered not because he sinned, but because he did what was right.
你看在这个21节讲到, 他给我们留下了榜样,
Verse 21 also goes on to say that he not only suffered, but he left for us an example for us all to follow.
彼得前书是彼得所写的,
Epistle of 1 Peter was written by Apostle Peter.
他是耶稣十二个门徒之一，他是教会的领袖。
He was one of the 12 apostles. He was also one of the key leaders in the early church.
你知道他是为耶稣殉道的吗？
He was a martyr.
And also eventually, he became a martyr.
他是为主寻道的被杀死的。He
was he died for the sake of following Jesus.
当他死的时候，别人也把他钉十字架，他是头朝下，脚朝上。
And so happened that when he was martyred, he was crucified also, and then he said he did not deserve to be crucified the same way as Jesus, so consequently he was crucified upside down.
当他写彼得前书的时候,
when he was writing this epistle, 1 Peter,
基督徒普遍的都受到迫害。
At that time, the Christians were being persecuted worldwide.
因为基督徒他们敬奉耶稣基督说他是主。
Because the Christians confessed that Jesus was their Lord and their God.
这件事情就得罪了罗马的皇帝该撒。And
this confession did not go well with the ruling king of that time, Caesar.
基督徒不敬拜偶像。
Christians did not worship idols.
罗马人非常残忍，他们把一些人丢在狮子坑里面看他们决斗，他们在旁边拍手。基督徒反对这件事情。
And the Romans were of a very violent people, and Christians were against much of these violence.
在罗马有一个皇帝叫做尼罗。
And then one of the Caesars, Nero,
他是一个非常残忍的人，他迫害基督徒。
He was a very violent and very vicious man, and he persecuted the Christian tremendously.
因为国王这样做，所以很多地方的人都对基督徒很不客气。
And because of the example of Nero, most of the people in the Roman Empire persecuted the Christians.
彼得前书4章12节提到火炼的试验。
In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, Peter talks about testing or the fiery ordeal.
因为那个时候基督徒每天晚上在尼罗皇的花园里面当作蜡烛一样被烧死。
And this phrase came about because of what was literally happening in those days, that Christians were being burned alive to light the garden of Nero. And many Christians were nailed to the cross. Many Christians were thrown to the lions.
在彼得前书5章第8节讲到魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子。
And then this also gives us a better understanding of chapter 5, verse 8, when Peter says that the devil prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. As if the devil at that time was intending on swallowing up the entire church. At that time, Paul had already died as a martyr. And then Peter was about to die also for the Lord.
彼得写彼得前书勉励那些基督徒，你们受苦的时候不要觉得太奇怪。
And so Apostle Peter was writing to the Christian church saying that when you suffer because you're a Christian, don't be surprised.
他也鼓励基督徒在苦难当中应当坚忍到底。
He also encouraged the Christians that even though you're suffering, but to stand firm until the end. Very similar to today, many Christians are being persecuted for their faith. Even today, Christians in Russia many times are arrested and they are branded physically.
有些人把他们关在一个冰库的里面, 把衣服都剥光了。
And then many Christians are locked up in refrigerated rooms.
当他们快要死的时候, 把他们拖出来, 等好一点的时候再放进去。
And then just as about to be frozen to death, and they pull them out and warm them up, and then they put them back in.
有一个人被打得半死,
and then people were beaten to death,
关在房间里,
locked up in their rooms.
不准他休息, 放了很多饿的老鼠进去咬他。
And then they do not allow them rest. They put in poisonous animals.
还有一个人被关在一个木头的箱子里。
And others were locked up in a wooden box.
这个木头的箱子跟人的身体差不多大小。
Just a little bit bigger than the volume of a human body.
把这个木头的箱子竖起来。
And then they erect the box.
在四面钉进去很多的钉子。
And then they put in nails on the side.
那个里面的人非常疲倦, 他往哪边一靠, 钉子就刺穿了他的身体。
So the person inside has no way of resting, no way of leaning.
这些都是很大的痛苦。
These are all great sufferings.
彼得提醒我们, 当你受苦的时候, 你要想到耶稣基督也曾经受苦。
The key lesson Apostle Peter taught us in this epistle is that when you suffer, don't forget that Jesus himself also suffered.
在彼得前书第一章第十一节有这样的话, 说基督受苦难, 后来得荣耀。
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 11, seeking to know what personal time the Spirit of Christ within them was indicating as he predicted the suffering of Christ and the glories to follow.
基督受了什么苦难?
What type of suffering did Jesus suffer?
他传道的时候责备罪恶,吩咐人悔改,有人开始反对他。
When he preached repentance, when he preached doing good, people were against him.
后来因为有很多的人拥戴他, 另外有一些人开始嫉妒他, 怀恨他。
And then when later on people stopped following him, others became jealous and mocked him.
最后他被抓住, 被钉在十字架。
And finally he was arrested and nailed to the cross and died on the cross.
耶稣所受的苦不但是皮肉的苦, 也是心灵的苦。
He not only suffered physically, but he also suffered internally in his heart, in his...
他爱人, 他愿意帮助人, 可是被人误会。 被人记恨。
He loved the world and loved the people of the world, but he was misunderstood.
在这里也讲到耶稣基督得到荣耀。
This verse also talked about Jesus after he suffered, he received glories.
他死了以后, 神让他复活了。
After he died, God raised him from the dead.
他不但是胜过了罪恶, 他也胜过了死亡。
He not only overcame sin, he also overcame death.
他真的有能力做全世界的救主。
He had the right and the power to become savior of the world.
他现在在天上, 有一天世界末日的时候, 他还要再来审判这个世界。
The Bible tells us that he is sitting in his throne right now in heaven, and one day he will return physically.
他要做全世界的大君王, 消灭一切的罪恶和仇敌。
And that he will become a ruling king, and he also will be the judge at that time.
在这个地方的圣经不但是告诉我们耶稣受苦, 讲到耶稣得荣耀, 也讲到受苦和荣耀之间的关系。
This verse not only talked about Jesus suffer and that he is going to have his glory, but he also established a relationship between these two things.
他是先受苦,
suffering comes first and then glory follows.
受苦难是得荣耀,
suffering is the prerequisite for receiving glory as a Christian. Without the cross, there can be no glory.
耶稣基督受苦, 为他带来了荣耀, 难道这就是他受苦的原因吗?
But is it the only reason for suffering is to receive glory?
得荣耀是受苦必然的结果, 可是他受苦还有另外一个宝贵的原因。
It's clear that glory definitely follows suffering, but then suffering has other reasons.
我们看彼得前书三章第十八节。
1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18.
这一节圣经告诉我们, 耶稣基督受苦的原因。
Verse 18 in chapter 3 tells us another reason for Christ's suffering.
基督也曾一次为罪受苦, 就是义的代替不义的, 为要引我们到神面前。
For Christ also died for sins once for all, the just for the unjust, in order that he might bring us to God.
耶稣基督为什么受苦? 他犯了什么罪吗?
The reason that Jesus died on the cross, was it because he sinned?
他从来没有犯罪。
The Bible says he was without sin.
在这一节圣经讲到他是那个义的，是公义的，从来没有犯过罪的那一位。
This verse says that Jesus was the just or the righteous.
当比拉多审判耶稣的时候，他说：“我查不出耶稣有什么罪。”
When Pilate stood before Jesus to pass a sentence on him, he said that I find no fault in this man.
这一句话他一连讲了三次，我查不出来他有什么罪。
He said, I find no fault in this man, three times.
你在路加福音、在约翰福音都可以很清楚地看见有这样的记载。
In Luke and in John, those two gospels, you can see, you can read the records.
那么耶稣基督是为谁受苦？
So what? For what reason did Jesus die then?
这里提到有罪的人。
This verse says that the just, Jesus himself, the righteous, died for the unjust, the sinner.
圣经上说世人都犯了罪。
The Bible says that all men have sinned.
我们都是罪人。
We're all sinners, every single one of us.
在那个神的高的标准之下，我们都达不到。
Comparing to the high standard that God has set for us, none of us can measure up to it.
感谢神，圣经上讲到神爱世界上的人，基督。
But we thank God that the Bible says that God loves man so much that he died for man. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. By his death, he has demonstrated his love for us.
在这里有这两个字,代替。
There are two words here.
义的代替不义的。
Or in English, just one word, for. The word for, just for the unjust.
一个人犯了罪以后，有很多因为罪恶所带来的结果。
After a man sins, he brings on himself many consequences of his sins.
一个人犯罪以后，第一个结果，他开始跟神疏远了。
First thing which happens after a man sins is that he starts to separate himself from God.
这就是很多人心灵里面很虚空的最主要的原因。
This is one of the most basic reasons why many people have an emptiness inside, because they are separated from God.
没有神，没有希望。
They have no God, they have no relationship with the Creator, they have no hope.
犯罪的第二个结果就是这个人他内心里面觉得痛苦不安，被罪恶捆绑，没有自由。
The second consequence of sin is that he feels unrest inside him, there's lack of peace. There's a struggle inside him.
还有犯罪的第三个结果，他开始跟人中间发生了冲突。
And the third and natural consequence of sin is that not only he has problem inside himself, but he starts having problem with other people.
所以一个人充满了痛苦。
So this is the suffering which comes about because of sin.
怎么样能够除掉这样的罪恶呢？
How can we get rid of these sins?
圣经上说，若是没有流血，罪恶就不能够得到赦免。
The Bible is also very clear. They're saying that without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sins.
就是为了这个缘故，耶稣到世界上来做一个人，他有了血肉的身体，他能够代替我们流血赦罪。
And it was for this reason that God came into this world in the person of Jesus, so that he was able to die physically in shedding blood for the payment of our sins.
义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神。
The just dying for the unjust, so that he might bring us back to God.
假如不是耶稣基督救了我们，什么人敢带着罪到圣洁的神面前？
Without the shedding blood of Jesus, how can anyone approach the holy God with all their sins?
我们真是要感谢神。
This is why we need to thank God.
我们跟世人一样，我们本来也是在罪恶之中，神不但是救了我们，让我们能够成为神的儿女。
Originally, we Christians are no different than anyone else in this world. But because of Christ's death, we have become a children of God. Not only he delivered us from the punishment of sin, but he also gives us the joy. And Jesus' ministry in this world has left us with an example to follow. When Jesus was washing his disciples' feet, he says, I'm leaving you an example. Another example Jesus left for us is that suffering for doing right.
关于耶稣基督告诉我们基督徒受苦的事情， 在这个彼得前书里面讲了很多。
In 1 Peter, many places talked about suffering for doing right, following the example of Christ's sufferings.
在第4章12节， 提到火炼的试验。
Chapter 4, verse 12, talked about Don't be surprised at the fiery ordeal.
我想请大家注意这一节圣经。
I'd like you to pay attention to this particular verse.
亲爱的弟兄啊, 有火炼的试验临到你们, 不要以为奇怪, 似乎是遭遇,
Verse 12, Peter is talking to the Christian. He's saying, Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, and don't look at it as though some strange thing were happening to you.
很多人认为我们信耶稣不是神会特别的保佑赐福我们吗? 为什么会有这些事情呢?
So I was asking questions like, well, I became a Christian. Isn't it true that God's going to bless me and protect me all this? Why is it that all these terrible things are happening to me?
耶稣基督留下了脚踪, 我们不过是一个跟随他的人。
Jesus has left us an example. He is our leader. We're but his followers.
你看圣经里面讲到很多很敬畏神的人, 他们也难免受苦。
You can read countless examples in the scriptures about people who wanted to follow God steadfastly, and they suffered.
约瑟为什么受苦? 有一个坏女人引诱他，约瑟不听他的话， 反而被人家关在监牢。
For example, Joseph, when he was down in Egypt, he was tempted, woman tempted him, and he refused to fall to that temptation, and so he suffered for that. He was arrested.
摩西也受苦。
Moses also suffered.
有人误会他，毁谤他， 甚至他最亲爱的哥哥姐姐也害他。
People misunderstood him. Even his own brother, sister, falsely accused him.
大卫为什么受苦?
David also suffered. Why did he suffer?
他打死了那个敌人哥利亚， 为国家立下了很大的功劳， 可是后来有人嫉妒他， 所以他开始四处奔逃受苦。
David did his good deed. He killed their enemy, Goliath. But because afterwards, he was very much glorified. And as a result of that, people had jealousy toward him.
当我们想到耶稣基督受苦, 想到那些敬畏神的先生先贤受苦, 你我, 假如受一点苦, 不要觉得奇怪。
So when you see the example of Jesus, and also many of these men of faith, when you encounter suffering for doing right in your life, don't be surprised by that.
第13节告诉我们什么? 不但是不要觉得奇怪，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
Very amazing. In verse 13, goes on to say, not only not be surprised, but it says, but to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing.
在受苦的时候怎么能够欢喜？
How can we rejoice in suffering?
这是违反常情的事。
This is this contradicts our intuitions.
圣经里把这些事情记下来。 把这些人的经验记下来，告诉我们受苦的时候可以欢喜。为什么呢？因为看一看他们的结局，你就会欢喜。The
Bible writes down the stories of many of these men of faith before us, and these teaching concerning suffering. Rejoice when you're suffering. The reason is that it gives us an example, and I believe that we can rejoice when we suffer by looking at where these people end up, the end result of suffering.
约瑟蒙受了很多年的不白之冤，可是后来有一天，他出头了，他做了埃及的宰相。Joseph
suffered, sure, but eventually he was exalted. Eventually became the prime minister in Egypt.
约瑟受苦，摩西也受了很多苦，可是后来呢，神祝福他。 让他做了很宝贵的工作，把以色列百姓从埃及带出来。
Moses was misunderstood and he also suffered, but later on God exalted him also. He became the leader of the Jewish people in leading them out of Egypt.
他后来做了以色列的国王。
And David eventually became the king of Israel.
我们的主耶稣基督受了更大的苦，神给他更高的地位。
Jesus also suffered and God's going to highly exalt him.
万王之王，万主之主。
When he returns, he'll become the king of kings. The Lord of Lords.
你看见这些人属灵的经验永远是这样的，先是卑微的，后是荣耀的，先是受苦的，后是甘甜的。
You see these examples time and time again in Scripture. That the pattern is that we suffer first, then we'll be exalted. Suffer first, followed by exaltation.
当我们在受苦的时候，圣经上一再的提醒我们，你们要反省一下，要痛定思痛，想一想为什么受苦。
The Bible teaches us that when you suffer, sit down and think about it, why you're suffering.
刚才我已经提到，受苦可能有两个不同的原因。
I already mentioned that it's possible, there are two possibilities for the reason that you're suffering.
在彼得前书4章14节，这里讲得更清楚，大家看。
In verse 14 of chapter 4, it's even more clear.
你们若为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上，你们中间却不可有人因为杀人偷窃作恶好管闲事而受苦。看见吗？若为做基督徒受苦，却不要羞耻。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 14 also talks about two reasons for suffering. It says, if you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. By no means let any of you suffer as a murderer or thief or evildoer or troublesome meddler. But if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not feel ashamed, but in that name let him glorify God.
一个基督徒受苦的时候不要太快地说我在被十字架。
So when you are a Christian and when you suffer, don't jump to the conclusion too quickly, saying that I'm carrying Christ's cross. When you suffer, first thing you should do is examine yourself, figure out why you're suffering. What is the reason that's causing my suffering? Have I done anything wrong? We need to be as objective as we can in as the Lord reveals yourself to you, evaluate yourself.
在这里讲到杀人、偷窃、作恶、好管闲事，做了这些不当做的事情，受苦。你不能说我是为耶稣背十字架，是为义受苦，那不是的。Here's
talking about murderers, thieves, evildoers, or troublesome murderer. If you are suffering because of your sins, don't say that you're suffering because you're a Christian.
假如你真的是因为罪恶而受苦。 最好的方法就是诚诚实实的向神认你的罪，神啊，求你赦免我，求你把那个打我的鞭子收回去。If
you are really suffering because you have sinned, you have done something wrong, the best thing you can do is simply confess that to God, saying, God, I have done wrong, I'm sorry, please remove the whip of discipline from me.
假如你在神面前很诚恳地反省自己，在圣灵的光照之下，心里也没有什么不平安的感觉。
But if it's not because of your sins, if you have that peace in your heart that it's not because something you have done wrong, then there's another perspective.
第一要紧的，不要想对那个加痛苦给你的人报复。
First of all, don't have a vengeful attitude. Don't try to pay back to that person who's causing you the suffering.
也不要申冤，也不要向神埋怨。
And don't moan and groan and complain to God and become bitter toward God.
圣经上说，我们在为他受苦的时候，神在暗中他会计算，他会加力量，加恩典，他将来会给你赏赐。The
Bible tells us very clearly that if you are suffering for doing right, God knows that. He knows that in secret. And He'll give you the grace, He'll give you the comfort, and eventually He will exalt you, He'll uplift you because of your proper response to your suffering.
我们今天在座的弟兄姐妹，我不晓得你有没有受苦。Dear
brothers and sisters, I don't know if you're going through any sufferings right now.
也许你一点苦都没有。Maybe
you have no suffering whatsoever.
也许你有一点苦。Maybe
you have some sufferings.
你在神的光中反省的时候，你觉得你是为自己的罪受苦呢，还是为耶稣的名、为基督徒的名受苦呢？If
you're suffering, ask yourself, am I suffering because of my sins, because of my wrongdoings, because of my bad attitudes, or because I'm suffering really for the sake of the name of being a Christian?
假如我们诚实，假如我们公正，可能很多人都会觉得，我们受苦，大多数的原因是因为自己做错了事。As
we examine ourselves, possibly many people would feel that the reason we're suffering is because of some fault in us.
所以我们多么需要神给我们 一个认识自己的，一个清楚的头脑，让我们能够悔改认罪。So
we need to really ask God to give us a sound mind, to give us that objective evaluation of ourselves, so that if we know that we have sinned, we can confess our sins to God.
当然也有一些人，他完全是清白的，他真的是为主受苦。But
we know that there are few, there are some who are truly suffering for doing right.
有一个青年的基督徒女子，她很热心地传福音。
There was a young Christian sister who fervently was serving God.
她把她的福音单张藏在怀里，看见有机会，她就送给人，劝人信耶稣。She
kept Christian tracts, and wherever she went, she would pass these tracts out.
后来被秘密警察发现了。
And then later on, she was caught by the police.
Secret
police.
他们也不动声色。 他们不做什么事情，他们就等到那个女孩子结婚的那一天，正在她婚礼进行的时候，把她抓去了。And
then they didn't do anything to her until the day she got married, then they arrested her.
留下来新郎和很多的宾客抱头痛哭。And
so her husband and all the people who were at the wedding were suffering.
5年以后，她才被放出来。And
it wasn't until 5 years later that she was released from the prison.
这一个人，她真的是为主受苦。This
person truly suffered. For the sake of Christ.
圣经上说,
the Bible said, blessed are those who suffer for righteousness' sake.
你为主所做的,
whatever you have done for the sake of Christ, God knows those things, and one day He'll reward you in return.
我盼望今天我们所听的这些圣经上的话, 帮助我们反省自己, 也鼓励我们在受苦的时候能够站得住。
I hope that the words spoken this morning would be of encouragement to you, to help you to examine yourself, and also if you are suffering for doing right, that the Lord will help you to stand firm and to have to respond properly to suffering.
关于受苦这件事情，在彼得前书里面还提到另外一个角度的劝勉，是非常难得、非常宝贵的。In
the book of 1 Peter, Peter also talks about suffering from another very unique perspective.
请大家注意第4章第1节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的就已经预罪断绝了。你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，在世读余下的光阴。Chapter
4, verse 1. Therefore, since Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourself also with the same purpose, because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, so as to live the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for the lust of men, but for the will of God.
在这一节圣经，4章1节，提到受苦，同时又提到受苦的心智。
Verse 4 talks about Christ has suffered in the flesh, talks about suffering, and also talks about arming ourselves with the same purpose or with the same heart for suffering.
受苦和受苦的心智是不一样的。
There's a difference between suffering and the purpose of suffering.
神并不喜欢看见人受苦。
God takes no delight in seeing people suffer.
世界上大多数的痛苦都是人为的。
Many, many of the sufferings in this world are caused by men.
自从人类堕落、犯罪、远离神以后，世界渐渐地变成一个越来越痛苦的地方。Ever
since man sinned originally, the world deteriorates, and much of the sufferings are brought about because of man's sin.
神爱我们，神要把我们从罪恶里救出来；神爱我们，神要把我们从苦难里也救出来。God
loves us. He wants to save us from our sins. In addition, He also wants to save us from our sufferings.
耶利米哀歌3章33节说：“神并不甘心。” 使人受苦，使人忧愁。
In Jeremiah, it says that God takes no delight in seeing suffering, in seeing sadness.
那么为什么这一段圣经告诉我们，你应当有那个受苦的心智呢？
Now why is it that this verse tells us to arm ourselves with the purpose of suffering?
这个受苦的心智到底是什么呢？
What is this purpose of suffering?
受苦的心智就是说，神啊，我在你面前有一个心愿，在需要的时候。
What is meant by this verse is that we're saying to God, God, if it comes down to that time when I need to suffer, I'm willing to go through it. With
这个受苦的心智在神面前是非常宝贵的。
This purpose to suffer in our heart, God looks upon that as a very precious thing.
神在天上看。 哎呀，这里有一个人爱我，爱到一个缘故，愿意付这么大的代价。
God looks down and saying that here is a man who loves me so much that he's willing to go through suffering for my sake.
受苦的心智并不一定就真的给你带来受苦，可是神要求我们，有苦也好，没有苦也好，我们愿意愿意受苦。
If you purposed to suffer, does not mean that God's going to throw all these sufferings on you. But what God delights in is to have that attitude, for us to have that attitude of that willingness to suffer for His sake.
在这里讲到这个受苦的心智, 是一种属灵的兵器。
And it says that arm yourself with this attitude of having the willingness to suffer as a weapon. It says this is our weapon when we arm ourselves.
可能我们有很多人从来没有注意到圣经上讲到基督徒还有这样的一种兵器。
Maybe you have never paid attention that Christians have this type of weapon.
这个受苦的心智怎么会变成属灵的兵器呢？
Now how does this become a weapon for us? A spiritual weapon.
这个到底是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
其实人生在世界上难免都有痛苦的。
It's true that there's always suffering in this world.
可是有一些人他一遇见苦痛苦的时候他就大叫天哪怎么回事啊我这个基督徒怎么回事啊
And then other people, who are, especially the Christian, when they suffer, they start moaning and groaning and yelling and saying, God, I'm a Christian, what's happening?
可是一个人若是他已经先有了受苦的心智情形就不一样。
But if you, in your heart, you have this intent, you have this willingness to purpose to suffer,The response will be completely different.
当试炼临到这样的一个基督徒的时候，他会觉得没什么奇怪，因为我早已经预备好。
If suffering comes, he will say that, no surprise, I'm prepared for it. I'm not afraid of it.
圣经上已经讲过了，我也已经预备了。
The Bible has taught me, I'm already prepared. I have intended on being prepared.
一个人有这样心理上的预备，他就很容易能够应付各样的痛苦。
When you have this type of preparation, then that becomes a weapon for you because suffering is no longer a challenge now, no longer threatening to you.
假如没有这样的心智，他一遇见痛苦，他一定是退后的，一定是跌倒的。
If you have no, if you don't have this type of intent or purpose to suffer, suffering is going to just knock you out.
有些时候我参加这个基督徒的婚礼，我觉得很有意思。
Many times when I attend Christian weddings, I find it very meaningful.
啊？这个牧师总要问新郎问新娘你真的爱他吗将来无论富贵贫穷健康疾病你永远都爱他吗以前有没有人问过你
yeah. At weddings the minister would ask the groom saying that do you love this woman to take her as your wife whether in sickness or in health or in, whether it's rich or poor
前几天英国的王子结婚的时候也是这样问的
A few days ago whenPrince of England got married. Same question was asked of him.
假如你是 Lady Diana, 那你问这个问题不是很可笑吗？怎么会富贵贫穷？这个国王还会穷吗？
Now, if you were Lady Diana, you probably say, wait a second, why did you ask that? I mean, he's the prince. How can he ever get poor?
可是必须要这样问。
But that question need to be asked.
现在是很富有，即使有一天天翻地转了，变得很贫穷了。你的爱是不是因为环境的改变就改变了呢
？That question needs to be asked. Of course, sure, he's very well to do. But what if, assume that things change completely? What happens to that love? Do you still have that love? That's the key of that question. Is your love dependent upon the circumstances?
神向我们所要的，也就是这个。
And what God asks of us is the same. That attitude of love toward Him, regardless of our circumstances.
你决心做基督徒的时候，神就问你：你真的要跟着他走吗？环境顺利或者有困难你都跟着他吗、凡事都喜乐凡事有些时候遇见困苦你都跟着他吗你要说愿意
The day that you became a Christian God asked you the same question Are you willing to follow me? Regardless of your circumstances Do you have this type of love for me? And your answer should naturally be yes
这个受苦的心智没什么别的就是说主啊顺利也好困难也好蒙福也好受苦也好主啊我跟定了你
This purpose to suffer is simply it's not to invite trouble but regardless whether suffering comes or not is to express to God the attitude in our heart saying God no matter what happens whether things go good or go bad I want to follow you
你知道这是魔鬼最怕的一种情形这是一个最厉害的兵器能够把魔鬼打退
And let me tell you this is the most powerful weapon that you could have in fighting against Satan when you have that type of attitude he can't do anything to you
彼得说魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子 Rolling lion
Peter says that the devil, Satan is like a roaring lion
为什么这个狮子要吼叫你知道吗
Why is it the lion needs to roar
哎呀这个狮子有些时候很懒的他不愿意去追那些小动物他就叫一叫就好了
You know the lions sometimes get very lazy You know they're so lazy They don't want to go chase after any other animal So they simply roar to scare them away
他这么一叫啊那个小兔子跑都不敢跑腿软了就被他吃掉
And by his roaring The little rabbit gets so scared that the rabbit freezes And so he can capture and eat the rabbit very easily
在这个天路历程那本书里面讲到有一个基督徒走天路走到一个地方他就不敢往前面走因为看见有狮子在那儿。
If you ever read the book Pilgrim's Progress, you remember that the Christian came up to a certain point where he met a lion. He was very afraid to go through.
可是只有这一条路怎么办呢?
But then there was only that one path. He has to go right by the lion.
他就慢慢地往前走。
So he started creeping up to the lion slowly.
随时准备往后跑。
And then at any moment he's ready to turn back and run back if the lion start coming.
可是当他很靠近的时候他才看见。
But it's,
那个狮子有一个链子拴着他咬不到你。他只能吓住你。
But as he got closer and closer, he saw that the lion had a chain on his neck, and the chain wasn't long enough to reach him.
魔鬼最清楚知道每一个人的弱点，他会吓住你。
Satan knows every one of our weaknesses very well, and he's going to roar. He's going to try to scare you.
假如你不怕他，他就怕你。
And if you're not afraid of him, then he becomes afraid of you.
受苦的性质。
To have that.Purposeful heart to be ready to suffer.
假如你有这样的一个病气，你是一个打不倒的基督徒。
If you arm yourself with that weapon, you'll be a Christian who will never be wiped out.
彼得书信讲到受苦的问题。
First Peter talked about suffering.
基督先受苦，后来得了荣耀。
Christ suffered first, and then he received glory. He was lifted up.
基督为了为神做见证，甘心的受苦。
Christ died for us to save us, and left us with an example of suffering.
基督徒在受苦的时候，第一。他应当反省我为什么受苦 so, 假如真的你有罪恶你诚诚实实的求神赦免
If you're a Christian and when you face suffering first thing you should do is examine yourself Am I suffering because of sins, because of wrongdoing? If yes, confess those sins
假如你是为基督的名受苦你不要觉得奇怪不要感觉到意外应当欢喜靠着神的力量能够忍受
If for no wrongdoing on your part that you're truly suffering because you're a Christian you're suffering for the sake of the name of Christ then don't be surprised
因为我们跟随耶稣、啊、他受苦我们和他一同受苦他得荣耀我们和他一同得荣耀
Because you know that Christ is a life example for us He suffered, we suffer with him When he's glorified, we will be glorified with him
除了这些以外我们今天有没有遭遇到痛苦
Other than these things, are we suffering today?
今天所听得到对你有没有帮助
What you heard this morning, did it help you?
我盼望大家把这几个字藏在你的心里。
I hope that you put these few words in your heart.
受苦的性质。
To have that purpose to suffer.
我们应当时时勉励自己，要有一个为主受苦的性质。
That we should have the heart of be willing to suffer for Christ's sake.
这个受苦的性质，就是打败魔鬼最有效的兵器。
And this attitude in your heart will become the most effective weapon against Satan himself.
Or a person who only focuses on listening to God's word but never do and carry God's word out in their actions.
我们做基督徒的时候、啊、人呢有些时候被别人批评礼拜天特别好平常的时候不太好。
Sometimes we hear the criticism of ourselves that on Sundays we're very good Christians but the other days we don't seem to be such a good Christian.
所以我们求神帮助我们有些时候两件事情都需要注意的时候让我们能够平衡的好
What we need to learn is that when it comes to these things which we need to keep in proper balance we need to pursue in both directions
我们都是信耶稣的我们的信心很好可是我们的行为怎么样呢
We're all Christians and our faith is growing well What about our works?
我们都很专心地听到可是我们有没有行在我们日常的生活中呢
We all pay much attention to listen to God's words but what about being a doer of the words
我们今天要从雅各书里面看几处的经文帮助我们在这一方面能够进步
This morning we'd like to study a few passages from the book of James to help us to improve in both areas of hearing and doing
我们知道雅各书是一卷非常注意基督徒生活方面的书卷。
We know that the book of James focuses on the application side of Christian faith.
他所讲的事情好像是很小的事情，可是对我们生活是很重要的事情。
Sometimes when you read certain verses, seems like James is talking about something very trivial, but he is trying to bring spiritual truth really on a down-to-earth level.
我们看雅各书第三章第一节。
Turn with me to James chapter 3.
雅各书第三章第一节
James chapter 3 verse 1
我的弟兄们不要多人做师父
因为晓得我们要受更重的判断，原来我们在许多事上都有过失。若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。
James chapter 3 verse 1 and 2. Let not many of you become teachers, my brethren, knowing that as such we shall incur the stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body as well.
这两节圣经，第一节讲到做师父的事，第二节呢讲到说话。
First verse in this chapter talked about being teachers. Second verse talked about our words, our spoken words.
看我们中文的这个翻译啊，这个三章一节有些时候容易被误会了。
Sometimes the first verse in chapter 3 produces many misunderstandings, especially if you read the Chinese translation.
三章一节的意思并不是说，注意啊，并不是说你不要向很多人学习啊，不要多人做师傅，不要找很多个老师，免得你受更严厉的审判，并不是这个意思。
Verse 1 in chapter 3 does not mean that you should not go seek teachers and seek counsels unless you incur the stricter judgment. It does not mean that.
这一节圣经的意思是说，不要每一个人都想要当老师教别人。
What verse 1 is getting at is that don't let too many of us wanting to be teachers in teaching others, in telling others what to do.
啊，人呢，很容易这样子。
It's very easy for us to become like that.
不愿意从别人学，愿意教别人。
We're not very willing to receive teachings, but we're very willing to teach others and to tell them what to do.
人之患在好为人师，就是这个意思。人有一个通常都有的毛病，就是喜欢当别人的老师，教别人。
That's to summarize it. Basically, it says that too many of us too often wanted to become teachers of others.
我们倒应该改变我们的态度。三人行，必有我师。啊，你只要看见三个人在那儿，你一定能够找到一个是你的老师，向他学一点。
Instead, the other part of this, wisdom saying, I guess, is that whenever you find three people, you can learn from at least one of them.
第二节里面讲到，原来我们在许多事上都有过失，你同意不同意这句话？
Now, verse 2 starts out by saying that, for we all stumble in many ways. Would you agree with that?
我们没有一个是十全十美的人，我们在许多方面都有过失。
No one is perfect. Every one of us have our shortcomings, and we stumble in many ways.
我们最容易有过失的地方是什么呢？就是我们的舌头。
What is the easiest area to stumble? Is our tongue, our speech.
假如一个人在话语上一点问题都没有，他一定是一个十全十美的。
Verse 2 says that if you're able to bridle your tongue, you're able to control your tongue, meaning that you're able to control your speech, then you can control your whole body as well. And you must be a perfect person.
这个第一节和第二节怎么连起来的呢？
Now how does verse 1 and 2 tie together?
会不会有这样的一个意思在里面？我们很容易讲教别人，可是我们很难自己做到，甚至我们所说的我们也做不到。
I believe the connection there is that it's very easy for us to speak up and to tell others what to do, but as far as doing them ourselves, it becomes very difficult. It becomes even very difficult to do the things that we tell others to do.
因为你懂得比较多一点，
Because you
因为你能够教导别人，神多给谁，神将来向谁要多取。所以一个教导别人的人有很大的责任，他应当当心，因为他要受更重的审判。
You may be more mature, you have more spiritual knowledge, and so God gives you more knowledge and want to use you to teach others, but a person like this, God's going to hold him more responsible also, because he says more, he teaches moreSo be very careful.
这两节圣经给我很重要的提醒。
These two verses gave me personally a very strong caution.
雅各书第三章讲到言语的问题。
Chapter 3 in James goes on to discuss about problems with our speech, with what we say.
这里讲到舌头虽然很小,
it goes on to explain that a tongue is a very small part of our body, but it has tremendous influence.
假如你能够控制那个马的嘴,
now we put bits in horse's mouth, and if we're only able to control the bits, which is a very small part, then you're able to control the entire horse.
那个船虽然很大, 那个小小的舵朝着哪个方向, 就决定那个大船的方向。
A ship can be very big, but its rudder is very small, and all you need to do is control that rudder, then you can control where this giant ship would go.
我盼望大家了解在这里有一个很重要的意思。
There's a very important meaning here.
你的舌头很小, 可是这个舌头决定你整个人的方向。
Your tongue is very small, but that small part of you, the tongue, will determine where you're going to go.
我们要勉励自己, 不要说没有信心的话, 因为你说多了, 你会变成一个没有信心的人。
We need to caution ourselves not to speak words of unfaithfulness, because the more you speak, the less faith you will have.
虽然你心里面有些时候可能有一点疑惑, 可是神还是给你信心,你要多说有信心的话, 你渐渐地变成一个有信心。
Even though sometimes you may be a little bit weak inside, you're wavering inside, but then as God gives you faith, you should speak the words of faith, regardless of how you feel inside, and the more you speak, that speech would direct you in the direction of faith.
多说感恩的话, speak more words of
thankfulness, then you'll become a thankful person.
这一段圣经里面讲到人能够制服各样的飞禽走兽。
It says here that man is able to tame many different things.
你到 Maryland 到 Sea World 去看表演的时候, 那一条大的鱼有几千磅重, 可是人能够让它翻跟头, 能够让它, 做什么表演, 可是人能够管制许多大的东西, 很难管住他自己的舌头。
Verse 7 says, every species of beast and birds or reptiles have been tamed by human race. You go to Marineland, you go to SeaWorld, you see these giant fish, these whales weighing many, many tons. Man's able to tame and train those animals to do different tricks. But the tongue is even more difficult to tame than that.
舌头是非常柔软的, 伸缩性很大的, 它的变化也很大。
Our tongue... it's very soft, it's very flexible. You can stretch it in and out. It has great flexibility and great influence also.
你可以用舌头做很好的事情,送赞神啊,祷告啊,唱诗啊,你也可以用舌头做很坏的事,骂人啊,咒诅人。You can use
this very flexible instrument to do many things. You can use this instrument of tongue to praise God and give thanks, and lift up thanksgiving to God. But you can also use this tongue to do very bad things, cursing people.
圣经上勉励我们要多祷告,要少说话。你知道原因在哪里吗? 因为祷告出毛病的时候比较少啊,说话出毛病的时候多啊。The
Bible tells us to pray more and to speak less. The reason is that when we pray, the problems that comes about are few and much less. But when we speak, we create many problems.
神造人的时候造两个耳朵只有一个嘴。神要人多听少说。
When God created man, he gave man 2 ears and only 1 mouth, meaning that you should hear twice as much as you speak.
神知道人的嘴巴,舌头常常会出问题。
God knows that man's tongue often creates problems for himself.
这个耳朵不大出问题。And
there's not too many problems with ears.
你看耳朵,你看这个接收的这个设备非常好,也没有东西塞在这里,随时可以听的。You
notice that the ears are very well made. It's, you have two of them, and it's on both sides of your heads, and it's always open.
可是这个... 舌头在里面,有牙齿把它关住,又有嘴唇把它封住,可是封得这么严的,还常常出问题。
But you look at your tongue, the tongue is not only controlled by the teeth that you have, and also the lips outside of your teeth, and to maintain control of your tongue. And yet with these double control, the tongue still often goes wild.
Double control.
有一位老先生他读了一篇文章很受感动他读过以后让我也读
There was an old man once who read an article, and he really liked that article he read, and afterwards he also gave me that article to read.
这篇文章里面讲到一个很有钱的老年人
This particular article talked about a very rich old man.
他把他的财产都给了他的独生儿子
He gave all his wealth to his only son.
他希望在他晚年的时候能够快快乐乐地和他的儿子住在一起
He had hoped that in his latter days that he would live very peacefully and nicely with his only son.
可是没有过多久他的儿媳妇开始对他感到厌烦了
Daughter-in-law. But not long after that, the daughter-in-law started getting tired of having him around.
他们夫妇两个人就商量要把这个老人家送到一个最便宜的老人院里去
So the son and his wife start discussing about finding the cheapest convalescent home to send their father to.
有一天这个父亲和儿子两个人慢慢地往老人院走的时候
So one day, when the son was escorting his father on their way to the convalescent home,
他们走累了在路边稍微休息一下
And they were walking there and they got a little tired, so they took a break and rested on the side of the road.
这个老人家开始哭了
And so this old man started crying.
这个儿子他的良心开始感觉到不安了，他就找了各样的借口请他父亲原谅他。
And so the son sensed that guilt feeling inside himself, so he started making up excuses to explain to his father.
这个老人家跟他儿子说：“你不要误会我，我哭啊，并不是因为你把我送到那个破旧的老人院里去。”
And the old man, the father, said to the son, he says, "I'm not crying because you're sending me to a very run-down convalescent home.
我哭是因为我自己的罪。”
I'm crying because of my own sins.
有一件事情我一直没告诉你。
One thing that I have never told you.
40年以前, 我也是走着同一条路把我的老父亲送到这个老人院。
That 40 years ago, on this exact very same path, I had walked my father to the same convalescent home.
我那个时候所种下去的种子, 现在已经收成。
The seed which I had planted 40 years ago has sprouted and is being harvested today.
人生的每一个阶段都在撒种，也都在收成。
Every stage of our life, as we pass through it, at every moment, we're always sowing and we're also harvesting.
你所想的东西，你所说的话，你所做的事，就是在撒种。
Whatever you think, whatever you say, whatever you do, you're sowing seeds in your life.
有些时候可能撒种的时间跟收成的时间中间要隔一段很长的时间。
Sometimes the period of time between sowing and harvesting is a very long period of time.
可是那个收成的时间一定会来。But
the time of harvest for sure will come.
有一些的果实在我们还没有离开世界以前就看见了，有一些人可能等到你要进到永生里以后才看得见。And
some of the seeds you sown may not be harvested in your lifetime. It may be harvested after your lifetime on this earth.
这是圣经的话，人种的是什么，他收的也是什么。
This is what the Bible teaches. Whatever you sow, you shall reap.
这也是圣经上的话说，你们愿意别人怎么样对待你，你就应当怎么样对待。
The Bible also says that however you want others to treat you, that's how you should start treating them first.
今天早上我们思想到言语的问题，盼望我们能够得到警惕。This
morning, as we consider the problem of our tongue, let us be warned.
圣经提醒我们，你不要论断人，免得你被人家论断。The Bible, 你不要批评人，免得别人批评你。The
Bible is very clear. Don't judge others unless you want to be judged. Don't criticize others unless you want to be criticized.
当一个人在非常快乐的时候， 或者非常气愤的时候, 很容易说错话。
At moments of tremendous emotional joy or moments of emotional anger, we often say wrong things.
求神保守我们的嘴。
We ask the Lord to keep us from sinning.
另外一方面, 我们也需要求神
On the other hand, we also need to ask the Lord to forgive the sins that which we have already committed. The wicked seeds which we have sown, we should ask the Lord to forgive and to help us to be rid of these bad seeds so that we don't have to face the consequences of reaping those seeds. This is the first thing I'd like to share with you from the book of James, the problem of tongue.
我们再看第三章第13节,
moving on down to chapter 3, verse 13.
这里也讲到一件很小的事情,
verse 13, here, this passage also talks about something which is very small, but is very important.
你们中间谁是有智慧有见识的呢? 下面说, 他就当在智慧的温柔上, 显出他的善行来,
verse,
在这里提到温柔,
verse 13, chapter 3 of James, it says, who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom. The key word there is the word gentleness.
我们再看16节,
verse 16,
在何处有嫉妒纷争, 就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。
For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder in every evil thing.
在这里提到温柔，也提到嫉妒纷争。
This passage talked about gentleness and wisdom. It also talks about jealousy and selfish ambition.
这个嫉妒纷争存在什么地方，什么地方就有扰乱和各样的坏事。
And it says that wherever there's jealousy and selfish ambition, there will be disorder in evil things.
神希望他的儿女们能够温柔，温柔是什么？温柔就是和人不要争。
God wishes for his children to have that gentleness of wisdom. What is that gentleness? That gentleness is simply the absence of conflict.
中国古代有一个人,
in ancient China, there was a man.
有一天,
one day,
有一个人来找他,
someone came to see him.
他说你脚上穿的一双鞋子是我的。
Came to see him and said, hey, the shoes you got on your feet belong to me.
这是一件很古怪的事,
it's a very strange thing because I'm wearing the shoes on my feet. How can the shoes be yours?
他知道那个人是来找麻烦,
he knew that that person came to look for trouble.
他就把他的鞋子脱下来，他说好，这是你的。
So he took off his shoes and said, okay, if the shoes belong to you, they're yours.
他就赤脚走了。
And then so he walked away barefooted.
后来那个欺负他的人呢，心里觉得有点良心不安。
And after a while, the person who took advantage of this man started to feel guilty inside.
他拿了那双鞋子来还给他，就是这是你的。
He came back to him and says, oh, sorry, these shoes belong to you after all.
这个人呢，他说好，那是我的，那就给我好了。
And so this man says, okay, if it belongs to me, I'll take them back.
他又把鞋子穿上。
And he put on his shoes.
这件事情 告诉我们，一个人有一个伟大的胸襟，这就是温柔。
The story tells us a man with a very large heart, and this is what gentleness is.
这就是基督徒的温柔。
This is the gentleness of a Christian.
假如你要我的鞋子，好，就给你好了。
If you want my shoes, fine, take them.
我盼望神祝福我。 多给我几双鞋子，少的这一双也没关系。
And I pray, ask the Lord to bless me even more. Give me a few more pairs of shoes so I won't need this one that I'm giving away.
我们再看这个第四章第十节说什么。
Chapter 4, verse 10.
第四章第十节说到勿要在主面前自卑，主
James chapter 4 verse 10 says, humble yourselves in the presence of the Lord, and he will exalt you.
在这里所提到的自卑就是谦卑的意思。
The word humble there is humility.
为什么要特别提到在主面前谦卑呢?
Why is it that it specifies to humble yourself in the presence of the Lord? What is the difference humbling yourself before the Lord versus humbling yourself before men?
人看不见你的心啊, 神看得见你的心, 你在人面前可以假谦卑啊, 在神面前你必须要真谦卑。
One very big difference, and that is that man cannot see your heart. You can pretend to be humble, and people can be deceived, thinking that you're truly humble. But when you're in the presence of the Lord, you cannot deceive the Lord, because He sees your heart.
我们会不会在礼拜堂很谦卑?
Is it possible that we come to church and we act very humble?
在办公室就不谦卑。
But when we get to our offices, things change.
在聚会里面很谦卑, 回到家里就不谦卑。
When we come to our church meetings, we act very humble. But when we get back to our homes, it's a different story.
会不会礼拜天特别谦卑啊? 平常的时候不谦卑。
Is it possible that Sundays are special days for humility?
圣经特别提醒我们要在主的面前谦卑。
The Bible cautions us to humble ourselves in the presence of the Lord.
否则你只有外面那个谦卑是假谦卑是真骄傲。
Otherwise, all you have is a false humility, a superficial humility, which is covering up the pride that's inside.
让我们都能够效法耶稣基督，他说我心里柔和谦卑。
Let us follow the example of Jesus. He says, my heart is gentle and meek or humble.
圣经里面记载耶稣基督给他的门徒洗脚。
The Bible recorded a story before Jesus was crucified that he washed his disciples' feet.
耶稣是多么样的谦卑。
You can see the humility of Jesus.
门徒应当给他洗脚，他反而给门徒洗脚。
It should be that the disciple should wash Jesus' feet, not the other way around.
为什么他能够这样做呢?
Why is it that Jesus was able to do this?
我们知道那一段圣经是记载在约翰福音第13章。
We know that this was recorded in John chapter 13.
耶稣给门徒洗脚记载约翰福音13章。
John chapter 13.
为什么耶稣能够这样做呢?
Why is it that Jesus was able to lower himself below his disciples and wash their feet?
请大家注意第三节第四节。Pay
attention to verse 3 and verse 4.
我想这是非常有意思的。In
chapter 13 of John.
约翰福音13章第3节说，耶稣知道父已将万有交在他的手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来脱了衣服。 拿一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，洗门徒的脚。Verse
3, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come forth from God, and was going back to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, and taking a towel, girded himself about. Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded.
第三节讲到，耶稣知道父已将万有交在他的手里。Verse
3 says that Jesus knows that the Father had given all things into his hands.
万有都属于他。All
things belong to him.
在中文的圣经里面，第二次翻译知道，知道什么呢？ 他知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去。And
there's a second knowing there. It says he also knows that he had come forth from the Father.
这两个知道很要紧。These
two knowings are very important.
因为他知道，所以他就能够这样做。Because
he knew he was able to carry out in his actions.
第一个知道，First
knowing,
他知道他有些什么。He
knew what he had.
第二个知道，他知道他是谁。Secondly,
he knew who he was.
他已经拥有了万有。 他又是至高神的儿子，要升到高天之上。他的心灵里面满了神属灵的丰富，所以他就能够谦卑。He
had all the things in the world, and he had also came from the Father. He occupied a position of being the Son of God, and so he was able to humble himself.
你家里面的那些果子树，当它结实的时候，好多的果子结出来的时候。 他一定是浮到地上去，他有分量，他就能够谦卑地下去。And
there's a very beautiful analogy there. If you have a fruit tree in your backyard, you will know that when a fruit is it matures and is ripened, it naturally falls to the ground to be picked up.
有些时候我们不能够谦卑，是不是因为我们心灵里面非常的贫穷呢？
And I feel that is it possible that very often we have difficult time humbling ourselves is because inside we're very poor. Jesus knew that what he had inside, he had very rich blessings, so he was able to humble himself. Often we're not able because maybe we're very empty inside. We don't have much of the spiritual blessings.
心理学家分析人的这个心理的状态的时候，他们有一种的主张，他们说为什么人会骄傲呢？骄傲是从哪里发生出来的？很多的时候骄傲是因为有一种的自卑感。
Psychologists after many years of study have proposed this thesis which says that very often a man becomes very proud because actually inside he has a very bad self-image.
他心里面有一点自卑，他怕别人看不起他，所以他要骄傲，好让大家觉得他还不错。
And inside, truly, he had this bad self-image and fearing that others will discover that, so he puts on a front of being very proud and very arrogant to cover up his feelings toward himself.
你看有一件很有意思的事情，当世界各国的元首聚集在一块开会的，穿的最漂亮的、最华丽的，都是那些不晓得是从哪个国家来的那些小国家的领袖。
One interesting thing is that when you see a picture of a gathering, a summit gathering of all the world leaders, and you will notice that.Those leaders who wear the most fancy uniforms or clothing, has the most ornamentation on himself, are the ones who come from very small countries that you never heard of before. Because they're very afraid that people will look down on them. But Christians should not be like that.
假如我们心里面满了神的丰富，为什么我应当有自卑感呢？我是神的儿子，我有什么自卑的地方？我将来也要到神那里去，天地万有都是天父的，我是神的儿子，我们怎么会有自卑感？我们何必要骄傲？
If you're a Christian, you're a child of God, you have all the spiritual blessings from heaven. There's no need for you to feel bad about yourself. There's no need to have a bad self-image of yourself because you're the child of the King.
可是骄傲是一个很难缠的东西。
But pride and arrogance is a very bad thing. It's a very tough thing.
你想要把它丢掉，有些时候很困难。
If you want to get rid of it, sometimes it's impossible to get rid of it.
求神帮助。
Except by God's help.
有些时候，讲道人，啊，讲谦卑，他还希望别人称赞他讲谦卑讲得很好。
Sometimes a preacher, when he preaches on humility,After he preached about humility, he still wants the congregation to praise him on how good a sermon he gave on humility.
假如我们真的是神活在我们里面，我相信我们在谦卑的时候也不希望别人注意到我，你看我是多么谦卑。
If the Spirit of God really lives inside us, and if we're truly humble, when we're humble, we don't even need people to notice that we're humble.
可是在这里有一个不改变的原则。
But there's an unchanging principle here.
你若是在神的面前谦卑，神一定要把你升高。
There's an axiom here. There's a rule of God, a principle of God here. It says that if you humble yourself in the presence of the Lord, then He'll lift you up. He'll exalt you.
我们再看雅各书第五章里面的信息。
Continue on to James chapter 5.
雅各书第五章一开头。讲到一些很有钱的人，圣经上说他们应当哭泣。
Verse 1 of chapter 5, very interesting, starts out by saying to those rich people that you should weep and howl for your miseries are coming upon you.
为什么有钱的人应当要哭泣呢？因为这些有钱的人他们的钱得来的方法不正当。
Because many of these rich people, the way they obtain their wealth are not so honorable, not through honorable means.
第四节讲到工人给你们收割庄稼，你们亏欠他们的工钱。
Verse 4 says that the pay of the laborers who mold your fields, which have been withheld by you.
他们本来不应当有这么多钱，应当给工人，可是不给，所以他很有钱。
The reason they were rich is because they cheated others.
在三节的末了，这里有一个警告的话。
Toward the end of verse 3, there's a word of warning.
你们在这个末世，请大家注意，这里提到末世，你们在这个末世只知道一件事，就是攒钱。
Toward the end of verse 3 says, it is in the last days, notice the capitalized words last days, that you have stored up your treasure.
五章一节一开头的话说，嗨，你们这些富足的人啊。
Chapter 5 starts off by saying, come now, you rich men.
到了第七节怎么说呢？
And then verse 7,
说弟兄们啊。
Says, be patient, brethren.
第七节说弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐，一直到主来啊。
Verse 7 says, brethren, be patient until the coming of the Lord.
为什么这些弟兄们就要忍耐呢？
Why is it that these brethren should have patience?
这些弟兄们可能是行事很公正的，很敬畏神的，他们看见前面那些不公道的事情，他们心里很气愤。圣经上说，你看见不公道的事情，你要忍耐。
I believe these brethren are the right on.Christians, when they see these people prospering because of their wrongdoings, they feel this anger inside. James here is saying that be patient.
第七节说你们要忍耐一直到主来，这是第二次提到。啊，现在是世界的末时了，耶稣快要来了。
Verse 7 says, be patient until when? Until the coming of the Lord. Notice back in verse 3, it says, in the last days. And now it says, be patient until the coming of the Lord.
看那农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨春雨，你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心。第三次，这里说，因为主来的日子近了。
Verse 7 continues on to say that, behold, the farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil, being patient about it.Until it gets the early and late rains. You too be patient, strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand.
还有第四次。
And then the fourth time mentions about the second coming.
第九节。
Verse 9.
弟兄们，你们不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判。看哪，审判的主站在门前。
Verse 9says, Do not complain, brethren, against one another, that you yourself may not be judged.Behold, the judge is standing right at the door.
在雅各书第五章里面四次提到，提醒我们现在是末世，主要来了，主就快来了，他就站在门口了。
In chapter 5 here, in this passage, James mentions four times about the coming of the Lord, saying that, hey, this is the last day. The Lord is coming, his coming is at hand, and also the judge is standing at the door.
这些话都是提醒我们，耶稣基督的审判快要来到。
The point of these warnings of repeating four times about the second coming of Christ is to caution us that there's a judgment coming. There's a judgment coming.
在彼得所写的书信里面这么说，审判要从神的家起手。
And in 1 Peter it says that for it is time for judgment to begin with the household of God.
我们都知道耶稣基督将来要来审判。他先审判谁呢？他先审判他的教会。
We all know that Jesus is coming back again, and when he comes back there will be judgment. And the first judgment is for the believers.
今天你参加一个教会，不晓得你觉得你的教会怎么样，可能有些人觉得这个教会很差，有些人觉得教会很好。
You're here this morning. You may be a member of a church. Wonder how you feel about your church. Maybe you feel this church is very bad, very lacking. Or maybe you may feel that this church is very good.
可是我要告诉他的一件事情，将来耶稣来审判的时候，他不是洛杉矶灵粮堂一块审判，他不是。
But let me give you a word of warning. When Jesus returns again to judge, he will not judge the Bread of Life Church in Los Angeles altogether.
也许你是从一个基督徒的家庭里来的，你对你家里属灵的气氛很满意。也许你家里一个都不信主，只有你，你对你的家里属灵的环境很失望。
Maybe you came from a real nice Christian family. You're very pleased and very proud of the Christian tradition in your family. Maybe, or on the other hand, you may come from a family where you're the only Christian in the family and you're very disappointed about the spiritual life in the family. None of those things really matter. Because when Jesus comes back, his judgment comes. He doesn't judge our whole church as a whole. He doesn't judge a whole family. He judges each and every individual.
到有一天, 一个人, 他要单独地站在基督的台前, 他一个人受审判。
One day, every one of us would have to stand alone, all by ourselves, before the Lord to be judged.
圣经的话提醒我们要预备, 因为那日子那时辰没有人知道。
The Bible keeps warning us that to be ready, because the day of Jesus' second coming, no one knows.
在雅各书里面还提醒一件另外重要的事情。
And in the book of James also mentions one other thing.
5章19节。
Chapter 5, verse 19.
我的弟兄们, 你们中间若有失迷真道的,有人使他回转, 这人该知道。
Verse 19 and 20 of James chapter 5, it says, My brethren, if any among you strays from the truth and one turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save his soul from death and will recover a multitude of sins.
怎么样预备迎接耶稣的再来呢? 在这里提醒我们要传福音。
How do we get ready? How do we prepare for the second coming of Jesus? It's very clear. It says that you prepare by sharing him with others, by carrying the gospel to others. Have we ever shared this gospel or the good news with another person? And have we led another person to Christ?
在过去的几天, VBS的时候, 我知道有一些的人花了很多的代价带领小孩子归向主。
I know that in the last 3 days when we had our vacation Bible school, many people in our church worked very hard in leading many of these little ones to Jesus.
我们有没有带领人信主?
Have we ever in our life ever led another person to Christ?
预备迎接耶稣再来有三件很要紧的事。
There's three very important aspects about waiting for the second coming of Jesus.
第一,
the first one,
要警醒。
We need to be watching.
第二要预备。
Second, we need to be preparing.
第三要传福音。
And thirdly, we need to be evangelizing or witnessing to others.
一方面我们预备自己, 一方面预备别人。
On one hand, we prepare ourselves. On the other hand, we help others to get ready.
我们希望在未来的几年当中, 信徒能够增加一倍, 传道人能够增加一倍。 会堂的数目能够增加一倍，我们必须努力地传福音。
If we want to fulfill the goals in the coming years of doubling the size of our church, doubling the number of Christian workers, doubling the number of churches in the world, we need to be diligent in pursuing.
我有一次在超级市场看见有一个人穿了一个很漂亮的T恤，红颜色的，上面写了几个白的字。Supermarket.
Once when I was a supermarket, I saw someone wearing a t-shirt with some letters written on it.
我就看看那几个字是什么字。
So I went up and read what's on his shirt.
啊,它上面是这样写的。 他说,吃啊,喝呀,要快点快乐。 说不定明天你就要到Delano去了。
It says, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you may be in Delano.
我就问他什么叫Delano?
So I went up and asked this guy what Delano means.
他说Delano就是沙漠里的一个城啊, 靠近Bakersfield。
He says, oh, Delano is a little desert town near Bakersfield.
我在地图上也找到那个城。
And I went back home, I looked it up on the map, sure enough, it was right there,
他的意思,
near Bakersfield.
他的意思大概就是说, 趁着今天快点多吃一点, 多喝一点, 明天到沙漠里大概没得吃了。
What he's saying is that eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you may end up in Delano, a desert town where there's nothing to eat or drink. Maybe we can change some of these words here.
我们说, 要警醒, 要预备, 要传福音, 说不定明天我们就站在耶稣的面前。
Instead of saying eat, drink, and be merry, we can say that watch, prepare, and evangelize, for tomorrow the Lord may come.